The Great Depression, 1941. President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in America. What? How come? Why, those dirty Japanese, they invaded French Indochina. French Indochina? Who are you talking to? You mean Laos, Vietnam, and Cambodia? What the hell are French doing? You're calling French Indochina? Oh, yeah, we just took over Algeria, Morocco. We're stealing, robbing, pillaging. Remember, the Great Depression is going on. When all else fails, they take you to war. You know who the biggest generation of voters were? Generation Z, 18 to 20-year-old, 8-year-olds. Go to the election. When he won, the biggest turnout for him? Gen Z and millennial generation. Let's look beyond America. Gen Z, oh, what's going on in Tanzania? Oh, the Gen Z are taken to the streets. Hey, how about Nepal? Oh, yeah, we see all the Gen Zs out there? Oh, I forgot about Kenya. What about Madagascar? What about Morocco? All over the world, Gen Z are taking to the streets. You know why? Gen Z equals Generation Zero. So it's going to be the death of the dollar. The world's had enough of the United States geopolitical and economic hegemony. It's a whole new world order.
Gerald Celente, Trends Journal. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Would love to get your opinion here. We just had an election, a very interesting election in New York. Mamdani, he got elected mayor of New York City. Do you think that is really a sign of the times? Do you see that trend continuing to other places in the U.S., or do you see... really the people rejecting that, if you would?
It's historic. It's trend forecasters. It's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. And so many people, when I start talking about this, they say, well, I don't like it. I like it. I don't want to hear what you like and don't like. This is what just happened. A little boy of nothing that nobody ever heard of. And I'm a Bronx guy. You know, I know New York City a little bit. Becomes the mayor of the largest city in America, 34 years old, from nowhere. This is an historic event. Number two, the most heavily Jewish populated city in the world outside of Israel, and a Muslim one. What it's telling you, a number of things. Again, we only look at the facts. Go to the midterm, the primaries, when he knocked out little Andy Cuomo. You know who the biggest generation of voters were? Generation Z, 18 to 20-year-old, 8-year-olds. Go to the election when he won. The biggest turnout for him? Gen Z and millennial generation. Let's look beyond America. Gen Z, oh, what's going on in Tanzania? Oh, the Gen Z are taken to the streets. Hey, how about Nepal? Oh, yeah, we see all the Gen Zs out there? Oh, I forgot about Kenya. What about Madagascar? What about Morocco? All over the world, Gen Z are taking to the streets. You know why? Gen Z equals Generation Zero. They have no future. They have nothing.
Yeah.
That's why you saw this guy win, number one reason. Number two, this is a T-shirt that I did back when Bill Clinton ran for office in 1992. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only sucked my... Anyway, that little slime ball, behind-the-scenes slogan they used to use back then, it's the economy, stupid. Why did Trump win? Hey, you elect me. We're going to get a lot of money, all right? I'm going to bring back the economy. All right? The economy's never been better, all right? Oh, yeah? Oh, what was the Consumer Confidence Index just came out last week? It was like one of the lowest on record. Oh, not my facts. Let's go to Oxfam. November 3rd. The 10 richest billionaires in America got nearly, it was like 697 billion, nearly $700 billion richer last year. The people are broke and busted. And another major factor, who is this guy? A Democratic Socialist Party. Socialist? Oh, let's go back to 2019, 2020, when Trump's president, trying to overthrow the government of Venezuela. Had nothing to do with drug trafficking, the crap that they're selling now. They put in that little boy, Anthony Guaido. Anybody could Google it up. Look at Trump's State of the Union address. We're getting rid of that socialist. Remember this guy, Mondani, a democratic socialist. We're going to get rid of that socialist dictator in Venezuela, Maduro. And we're putting in Juan Guaido. And all the everybody stands up and claps. And there he is. He stands up and Trump's, this is the real president of Venezuela. Again, it had nothing to do with the BS they're selling now about killing people in these boats, calling them drug dealers because they're narco-terrorists. But going back, he called them a socialist dictator. We just had a socialist win in New York City. There, it also, you have to look beyond New York and look what happened in Virginia and New Jersey, the governor's races. Big time victories. Oh, by the way, Mondani got 1 million votes. It was the biggest turnout since 1969. And don't want to hear the crap, if Curtis Sliwa didn't win, run, Cuomo would have won. No, he got 50.4% of the vote. And when you added Cuomo and Sliwa's into it, it would have come out to about 48%, because there were other people running too. So this is serious. Again, this is historical. It's showing you the condition of the world, and particularly Generation Z. And now you have the whole AI revolution going on. Each week in the Trends Journal, for hundreds of weeks, we've been putting the job losses, and they're ramping up like crazy. And the young people can't find jobs. It's right in the, just did an article this week about the difficulty young people are having finding jobs. It's a whole different world. When I was a young man, I'm the same age as Trump, and a couple of months older than me. When I was a young man, there were things called grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, shoe stores, fish stores, butcher shops, all chains now. All chains. The bigs own everything. There were no private equity groups. There were no venture capitalists. There were no hedge funds. Oh, not my, again, I'm not saying this. I'm saying what you could Google up and find out. You got three venture capitalist firms, hedge funds, Vanguard, State Street, and
BlackRock.
yeah. What, how much of the S&P 500 do they own? Some of the numbers show of 80%. So it goes back to Generation Z and the millennial generation. They're broke and busted. That's why they voted for this guy. Hey, I'm going to give you free health care, child care. I don't want to pay for your kids. You got your own kid. You want? I'm going to free bus rides. I'm going to lower your rent. All right. This is what, again, like it, don't like it. This is what it is. The people are broke and busted. Very important. And again, it's global. It's global.
That's really I don't think we can pound the table enough on that point. The younger generation, the globalness of it, and that has severe implications, really, because I heard that there's a saying, there's nothing more dangerous in the world than a 20-year-old that doesn't have any money, no family, and no reason.
Perfectly said. Again, as a young guy, a young kid, you're out of your mind anyway. You'll do anything. You're not afraid. You're not afraid. And again, you look what's going on. And I was in I was in Nepal in 2018. And matter of fact, a great story. The guy that wrote the song "Under the Boardwalk, Down by the Sea," Kenny Young. We were very good friends, may he rest in peace. And we went there to visit my former girlfriend. That was a friend of his. She introduced me to him, Marie Pierre, and she was spending time in Kathmandu. And I call it Kathmandu. Don't. I mean, the place was a shithole, a crap hole. People have no future. And now you got these young people. Look what they did in Nepal about a month ago. They even burnt down part of the Capitol building over there. Again, when you're a young cat, man, your mind is free. Nothing's going to stop you. You got no future. This is serious.
What do you think is going to happen? The last time I was in New York, it's been a while. It's probably been 20 years. And for the record, I absolutely love New York. I love visiting there. I love the energy. And I haven't been back since, but that's the thing is like, what's going to happen not only in New York, but with our cities? Is this again a trend that you see continuing here with democratic socialists becoming elected and us becoming more socialist here?
It could keep changing back and forth to anything, anywhere, as anything happens. Again, he's already brought in a person that's a pro-Zionist. He just brought into his government, in his new government. He's bringing in people from the Democratic Party, Mandani. So he may be just be more of the same. But here's the difference, and the people forget this. When they locked down the world to fight the COVID war, it began in what? In on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, in January 2020. The whole world changed. Again, I'm a New York City guy, I used to live down in West Village, and I was there in the wild times. You weren't afraid, and you weren't seeing people shooting up on the street all over the place. That's what it is now. And it's a whole different place all over the world. I was just talking to a woman from Turkey, and she started talking about how everything, she was up here in Kingston with her boyfriend, and these are top people. And he asked, "How are things in Kingston?" I said, 9 o'clock at night, everything's dead. The homeless people all over the place over here, go down to Broadway. I said, "Everything changed after COVID." She said, "Yeah, same thing in Turkey. Same thing in most countries. They used to stop serving up here at 10 o'clock at night. Now, 9 o'clock at night." A friend of mine just was drove all her and a boyfriend drove all over the country. And they were saying place after place after place, every place closing early. This COVID thing changed everything. Everything was artificially propped up when they pumped in trillions of dollars of fake money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. Brought interest rates down to zero. And now, again, talking about young people, the average age of a first-time home buyer used to be 28 years old. You know what it is now?
Tell me.
40.
Wow.
Oh, now Trump's coming out with his 50-year mortgage. So now you're gonna be 90 years old to pay it off. Oh, and the average debt age in America is 78. So again, the young people have, again, and going back to the COVID war and why young people are so distressed. The housing prices have gone up over 50% since then in 5 years. What, automobile prices up over 30%? They can't afford anything. And it's global. It's global.
Coming back to the US economy, it's really showing some signs of not only cracking, but really breaking here. Yet the S&P 500 is still up near, might be rolling over now, but it's still up near historic times. You still have the AI stocks that are really just a few stocks. I'll include the few stocks and leading all of this. Do you see the trend changing, if you would, with the financial markets coming down? And yeah, what does that look like?
Go back to our Trends Journal, January 28th. Dot-com bust 2.0. They're way over. Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. You don't invest all your money in a trend that was just born. AI is in its infancy. It was born 3 years ago to the public, 2022. You don't invest all your dough in these companies. Oh, remember everybody forgot about the name DeepSeek, the Chinese company? That says, no, we don't need 100 million to do it. We did it with 6 million. It's one of the most used AI in the world. And we don't need those big chips. They're way overinvested in this. Here, this is your Trends Journal, and it used to be a quarterly magazine back in 1999. Dot-com this. We say right here that the dot-com was going to crash by the second quarter of 2000, which it did. Go to the cover of your Trends Journal on February 5th of this year. That's the cover. Dot-com bust 2.0. It's all artificially propped up. And again, in tracking trends, you make connections between different fields. I talked about Slick Willie Clinton. He brought China into the World Trade Organization. They officially came in 2 weeks after 9/11. Let's go back to 2000. 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college. Now, nearly 70%. What does it have to do with AI? Young people are totally AI high-tech addicted. And these are not stupid people. Oh, they're going to college for heavy industry learning, AI, high-tech. In America, I have a degree in transgender studies. All right. And you got 1.4 billion people versus 340 million around in the United States. They got over 1 billion more people than we do. And again, go to your Trends Journal. All the facts are there. The Chinese government is investing very heavily in AI. AI, love it, hate it, it's the future. And it goes back to Gen Z. We don't need you no more. AI got your job. Yeah, but you could get a job at Walmart and live in your car.
You know, it's interesting. I remember 99 very well, actually. And I remember all of these search engines like Excite and Locust and WebCrawler. You've never heard of them, or they're not around. And they didn't last, I don't want to say more than a few years, a handful of years after the bust, if you would. And you see that as similar happening with AI, correct?
This is going to be worse than that.
Oh, gosh.
We are going to see, I believe, the greatest depression since the Great Depression. And it's global. Let's take a look at Germany. Oh, you mean the third largest country in the world? Oh, they've only been in a recession for 2 years? Oh, no, but we're not going to be in a recession this year. It's going to grow 0.2%. Oh, get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? And again, it goes back to China. Slimeball Bill Clinton sucked the jobs out of America, bring them to cheap labor in Mexico, bring China into the World Trade Organization. Oh, Germany? Let's go back now. Look at all of the, all, not all of them, but look at the major companies in the Western world that went to China when they came into the World Trade Organization in 2001. Oh, Ford, General Motors, Volkswagen, Porsche, BMW. Oh, their sales were booming. China's growing. They gave China all of the high tech and heavy industry technology they never had. That's why these companies boom for about 15 years. Now China got everything that they need. They're the world's largest exporter of products. Oh, automobiles? Oh, BYD? Yeah, FUC, you know what? Yeah, we own the AV market. So that's where you're going, man. So all these countries, they sold us out. And again, you look back and now you're looking at the BRICS. The BRICS control 40% of the world's gross domestic product, just the BRICS. So it's going to be the death of the dollar. The world's had enough of the United States geopolitical and economic hegemony. It's a whole new world order.
Yeah. Speaking of trends, gold has been really, really up significantly. Well, it's been a trend for actually, I would argue, for 25 years, but it's been significantly up this year here. What role does gold play in all of this that you're saying? And also, yeah, what's the trend that you see continuing happening?
This is one of my books. Where is it over here? Trends 2000, far better than Megatrends Time magazine. I was talking about how I started buying gold in 1978 when the Iranian conflict broke out and inflation was skyrocketing. I think I bought my first buys of gold like $163 an ounce.
What a deal.
I've been following gold since then. There's no real, people are saying now when they report it, which the major media hardly does about gold prices. Again, I do podcasts, read the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Financial Times, hardly a mention of it as it was spiking. Hardly a mention. Now they're saying this prices are going up like they were in 1978 and when it began. No relationship. Back then, America was number one. I just told you about the BRICS, 40% of the world's GDP. Go back and look up what was China's GDP back then. It was a couple of $100 billion. Same with India. Now, what is China's GDP? About 20 trillion. America is the death of the dollar. They've had enough. The lower the dollar goes, the higher gold prices rise. Gold is dollar based. The lower it goes, the cheaper it is to buy. Number two, you like the Israel war? No, I like the Ukraine war. These wars are going to ramp up. Gold is the number one safe haven asset. It's going up because of geopolitical and economic reasons. Now, go back to our podcast that I did on October 16th. I said, watch out for a big correction in gold. It could go down almost $500 an ounce.
And it did.
And it did. The next day it hit a high and then it went down. Go back to last Thursday's podcast that I did. You go to Gerald Celente or Trends Journal on YouTube. And I said, gold has to solidify above $4,000 an ounce. Hang in the $4,100 range. Got to solidify in that, and then it's going to spike again. That's the way we see it, and silver is going to go up with it.
And it looks like that's what's playing out right now.
It has to stay above the 4,000 mark very solidly, and then it's going to keep going.
Got
And
it.
now, of course, it's gone down a bit because they're saying the Fed's not going to lower interest rates in December. It's not about that. And oh, remember the crap that they were selling that the markets were going, the things gold was going up because the United States, the government lockdown, you know. Now, had nothing to do with it at all. Zero. Again, there's no relationship between Main Street and Wall Street. Two different worlds. When Wall Street crashes, then reality hits the streets of how bad the middle class is shrinking in this country. Look at the job numbers coming out, which they're hardly reporting anymore. But when you go to Challenger Gray and Christmas and others, you see how bad the numbers are. And again, the middle class is shrinking to nothing. I call us plantation workers of Slavelandia.
Yeah. Is there you talked about in some of your previous podcasts about a potential false flag coming to the US or really the world. What do you see as potentials here? And then we'll end on this. Just take me through that, maybe through now until the end of the year or the next quarter. What potential false flags do you see hitting?
One of my sayings is when all else fails, they take you to war. There is an article, and I had it here somewhere, I don't know where it is. You could Google it up, History Today. And history.com. The Great Depression, 1941. President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in America. What? How come? Why, those dirty Japanese, they invaded French Indochina. French Indochina? Who are you talking to? You mean Laos, Vietnam, and Cambodia? What the hell are French doing? You're calling French Indochina? Oh, yeah, we just took over Algeria, Morocco. We're stealing, ravaging, pillaging. Remember, the Great Depression is going on. When all else fails, they take you to war. The United States and Dutch East Indies. Dutch East Indies? What the hell are the Dutch doing in Indonesia? You're calling it Dutch Indonesia? Oh, we're stealing, robbing, pillaging, the same thing the French are doing. And the British doing the same thing. The sun never sets on the British Empire. Again, I'm tired of this word crap, by the way, king. If they were Italian, you'd call them a mafia. Murderous bastards, slaughtered people all over the world. Oh, they only killed about 400 million people in India when they took it over for almost 100 years. Anyway,
You're right.
they joined with the United States. They cut off three quarters of Japanese foreign trade and 88% of their imported oil. Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. Haven't figured that out. All right, let's go back to your dot-com bust. I'm talking about false flags. The NASDAQ was down 80%. Little Georgie Bush with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball, if he has any at all. His ratings are in the toilet. We're in a recession. The NASDAQ is down 80%. 9/11. Everybody forgot about it. Oh, you want some current events? Let's go back to 2023. In December 2022, Netanyahu gets elected again as Prime Minister of Israel. And rather than going to court for the charges they're bringing him up on, he tried to pass a Judicial Reforms Act. Again, everybody forgot this. There were 39 weeks of major protests going on in Israel before Hamas attacked on October 7th, 2023. Not my language, the language of Isaac Herzog, the president of Israel. There's a civil war going on. There was a civil war in Israel going on before Hamas attacked. Again, in your Trends Journal, we only put the facts. We subscribe to Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. We pay. We go to Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post, Ynet, etc. We also go to the Iranians, IRNA, ISNA, Press TV, Tehran Times. Anyway, 3 days after the attack of Hamas, it was reported that the United States and Egypt had warned Israel it was going to happen. And Haaretz came out later in other papers, Israeli papers, say they knew it was going to happen. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's what's going to happen next. So we're talking about a false flag. You forgot about 9/11, Pearl Harbor. 80% of the Americans were against getting involved in the European war that was going on before Pearl Harbor. Again, they stole their money. They cut off three quarters of their global trade, and that's how they make their dough as an exporting country. And 88% of Japan's imported oil. They only import 100%. So a false flag could event when the United States attacks Venezuela, they'll blame Venezuela for attacking, blowing up a nuclear power plant, whatever, whatever. They'll make up some crap that the masses will swallow, just like they swallowed the crap coming out of little Georgie Bush's mouth. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 90% of Americans swallowed his crap. Got it? Oh, and Bin Laden had nothing to do with 9/11. Oh, Bin Laden? Oh, where did he come from? Little Georgie Bush. No, Jimmy Carter. And that little scumbag, may he rot in hell, whose daughter's now on MSNBC, Brzezinski. They created the Mujahideen. So the Taliban could defeat the Russians in Afghanistan. But everybody forgot about that. Oh, you mean that became Al Qaeda? Oh, yeah, those ones.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think we'll end on that. Gerald, people want to want Trends Journal, where do they go? How do they find out more about you, to all my viewers and listeners?
Trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. Again, you look at the forecasts, top trends 2024, golden year for gold. It only went up, what, almost 30%.
Right.
It will go up this year. The facts are all there. I mean, do we get everything right? No, because you never know. There's always the wild card. By the way, I thought everything would have crashed again in 2012. They didn't teach me about zero interest rates or quantitative easing in Economics 101 or graduate school. They'll make up any crap they want. But we're giving people what they're not getting anywhere else. Again, the Israel war, we go to Arab News, Al Jazeera, the Iranians, the Israelis. We say, this is what they're saying. This is our analysis. This is our trend forecast. The major media is gone in America. Oh, that guy, little Ellison boy. Oh, they just bought their own CBS now. Oh, I forgot. X, the richest man in the world, owns Twitter. Oh, the billionaire Murdoch owns Fox and Wall Street Journal. Oh, Bezos, one of the other richest men, owns the Washington Post. You're getting crap. They're prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. We're giving people what nobody else is getting: trends analysis, trend forecasts, and again, with no advertisements. So it's only $2.59 a week. And if they put your link, it's $2.50 a week, pennies a day. Over 200 pages from high-tech science to technocracy to geopolitics to economics, whole sections on AI. It's a magazine. You read what you want. You could listen to it, you could scroll it down, you could print it out. It's there for you.
Gerald, thanks so much. I'll put all of this in the show notes to all my viewers and listeners. And yeah, I'm looking forward to having you on again soon.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.